A Tasmanian company is hoping to build a $20 million tropical lobster hatchery in Tasmania. The aquaculture manufacturing company, PFG, has designed and built marine farm equipment for decades. Now it's teamed up with scientists from the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies in Hobart, who've developed the technology to produce tropical lobster in the hatchery at commercial quantities. I spoke to PFG's Michael Sylvester about plans for a 4,000 square metre hatchery in the south of the state.
PFG Group are leaders in aquaculture globally and in the local industry. And one thing that we've certainly become aware of is the high level of piracy and smuggling of Perula-sized lobsters into Vietnam. And this is a solution where
we... Is that small lobsters?
That's small lobsters. So that's the size when they first become a three-dimensional shape from two-dimensional, and the size right before they're classed as juvenile. So we've got a solution here that's been born of Tasmanian science that can contribute to the global lobster economy.
It's Tasmanian science, but it's all about tropical lobsters.
One of our challenges is farming tropical species in a temperate environment. However, one of the attractive things about the tropical species is they're a little bit easier to grow. So they do grow quicker. So as far as taking that first leap of faith and building a commercial hatchery, they're a safer species to play with.
PFG is a manufacturer and you're going to build a hatchery. What does that involve?
The process is quite complex. So PFG will design, build and operate this hatchery for our investor. This involves water intake, quite complex water treatment systems, design and construction of a series of tanks. And those tanks have formed the background intellectual property for the project, and they were done here by the PFG Group in Tasmania.
PFG has designed this particular type of sort of closed-loop hatchery.
Well, PFG have been involved in providing input. The actual design of recirculating aquaculture systems is quite traditional. There's only so many variables that you can move around with that. So we'll be bringing in other proprietary systems, and the key role of PFG and our expertise will be integrating those off-the-shelf items to make this work.
And in Tasmania?
The deal in Tasmania hasn't quite been done yet. We're probably at the 11th hour and almost there. Certainly as a Tasmanian myself, I've got a lot of passion for this staying in Tasmania, and our intention would be to build this in Tasmania.
But what do you do at the moment? Because you work in aquaculture at the moment, you're manufacturing, so you're servicing the industry here in Tasmania and abroad?
Yeah, we are. So we grew up on the back of the growing salmonoid industry in Tasmania. We also supply the shellfish here. We have a workshop and a retail store in Port Lincoln where we service the tuna and kingfish growers over there. We have a strategic partner in Japan, and we also have presence in Norway. So we're the largest sea cage manufacturer in the Oceania region. We're the largest importer and distributor of rope in Australia as well, doing about 15 tonne a month. Whilst this project being the lobster hatchery on one level is quite hard and quite challenging, from PFG's pedigree, we're used to creating and helping build the local aquaculture industry.
And is this just lobster, tropical lobster, that we're talking about?
The hatchery that we intend to build here is what we're classing as a high-value species hatchery. And what we intend to produce out of that is high-value aquarium fish, urchins, potentially seaweed, sea cucumber. But the predominant species that will be produced will be tropical rock lobster.
What would secure it in Tasmania?
What would secure it in Tasmania is, I guess, an expediting through the planning process, which will enable PFG to get on and build this hatchery and be first to market. So whilst this hasn't been done anywhere else in the world, there are plenty of other proponents trying, and a few are pretty close. So we would certainly like this to be the first in the world.
What is the time frame you'd like to look at then?
So we'll certainly start manufacturing the tanks. The tanks and the internal fit out are quite complex for lobster habitat and simulation of what would happen in the wild environment. We'll start those in August this year, and we'll do that in our local workshop at Goodwood. As far as turning a sod on the ground, we would certainly like to be doing that in about September 2019.
You're starting production, so it is happening.
The project is absolutely going ahead. So whether the land is in Tasmania or Australia or abroad, we still need to do the tanks. And because the tank fit out is so complex, it takes about 6 weeks to actually manufacture and fit out the tank. The hatchery that we're proposing has in the order of 35 of those tanks just for the Pyrrhulus alone. And then there's extra tanks for the broodstock and extra tanks for the research component in that.
It's a fairly big facility that you're looking at.
Look, we're looking at about 4,000 square metres, and about 50% of that is still dedicated to research and development. So one thing that we've got bedded down really well is the hatchery rearing to Pyrrhulus and the early stages of juvenile of the lobsters. What we haven't perfected yet is the adult grow out. So we want to designate part of that hatchery to furthering that research.
And you're looking at furthering this interstate perhaps to some more remote communities if this all gets underway and is successful?
One of our aspirations is to either have a hatchery or a grow-out facility in Northern Australia, and for that facility to be operated by a local Indigenous community, and PFG providing the education and the know-how to enable that hatchery to be run effectively and efficiently.
You've got a private investor. How much money is being put up for this project?
This is about a $20 million investment, and ideally a $20 million investment in Tasmania. And that covers everything from building the hatchery to creating the market. So nirvana for us is when the middle class in China can actually differentiate our product on the shelf.
Michael Sylvester says once they have a confirmed land site, they'll submit their plans through the planning scheme. Now, researchers at the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies in Hobart have developed the Holy Grail, the method and equipment to successfully raise tropical rock lobster from eggs in commercial quantities. Research Director Greg Smith, you hit the jackpot.
Certainly have. So it's been a long and torturous process. So the university has been working on that since approximately 1998.
Why has it been so difficult? And was there a time when you really had that breakthrough moment?
So the larval cycle in the wild can be up to 6 months, and it happens offshore, so in deep water. I guess no one really has known in the past what goes on there, what type of foods they eat. And if then you're trying to bring that process into a hatchery situation where you've got high densities of animals and you're providing feed and you can't clean the systems like you might in the open sea, there's certain challenges around those issues.
So I suppose one of the problems is getting the egg from the ocean and then keeping it alive.
We've worked out relatively early on in the piece how to actually breed lobsters to actually get the larvae from lobsters. So that's been one of the easier components of the research. And so at the moment we have lobsters essentially on tap. So with that we have a number of broodstock groups, and those broodstock groups produce larvae all year round. But after that, it becomes more difficult. This is something people have been working on for a long time around the world. I think the first research into lobsters happened in Japan more than 100 years ago. In the 1980s, there were some breakthroughs in Japanese research where they were able to produce handfuls of animals, but under conditions that couldn't be translated to a commercial system. So they were in small 1 litre bowls. They were using antibiotics, and they were doing things that just weren't sustainable. Our project, well, ever since probably 2010, has worked on how do we take those processes and make a commercial project out of that.
From the lab to commercial quantities.
Yes, that's right. So so that's been a big focus of the current project we've got. So in the last number of years, we've been funded by the ARC with one of the Industrial Transformation Research Hubs. That allows you to get a lot of people working on the job because it's a large amount of money, and with that you can bring all your resources together. It's always easier for a large group to work on a project than what it has been in the past.
Has this research in more recent times all been taking place in Hobart at the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Science?
That's right. So in the early days in Australia, there was a number of research institutes all around Australia that were working on this problem. Since about 2010, all the research has been based at the University of Tasmania at IMAS. There's approximately 25 people working on that, on the problem, I guess. So we've now expanded our research all the way through the larval stages so we can produce commercial numbers of juveniles. And I guess the next phase now is a new commercial partner to actually use the technology that we've developed to to roll out a commercial hatchery.
Very satisfying for you to get to this point?
Yeah, so it's been approximately 20 years of my research career, and there's lots of people in the team that have been working on this project for a number of years, and it's good to see, first of all, the fact that we've actually got to this stage, and then the technology has actually been taken up by a commercial partner that's actually going to roll out the technology and build a hatchery, because often these projects, you have good outcomes, but then because of various things, and usually they're financial, people don't actually take up the technology and you don't see it commercialised. I guess the research we're doing also, it has application to other species. So at the moment, we're testing some of that technology on the propagation of Moreton Bay bugs. Moreton Bay bugs have a similar larval phase, but the larval phase is much shorter. So, and we've also worked on southern rock lobsters and eastern rock lobsters as well. But some of those learnings, it makes it easy now to transfer across to other species that have difficult larval cycles. And we can see that there'll be a number of industries that might spawn from this research that we've completed.
Are there possibilities with southern rock lobster?
So southern rock lobsters are the most difficult species. So southern rock lobsters have a really long larval duration, so it's in excess of 12 months. And the other thing with southern rock lobsters also is they have a relatively long period to grow out to a commercial size. So I don't see that that'll ever be a commercial prospect, but perhaps at some stage in the future, the research might be able to be used to help in areas where there's certainly questions around restocking or some of those things.
That was Research Director Greg Smith from the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies in Hobart. His team has developed the method and equipment to successfully raise tropical rock lobster from eggs in commercial quantities.